Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy and a little bit of Katie as well, recorded all this week at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, this is our special weekend edition of Opinions Matter. We call it Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. And let me tell you how we come to this version, which is very, very different, by the way, to episodes you would have heard during the week. So every afternoon at around about 1:30, we go live on our Facebook page where we broadcast our Opinions Matter show. And the reason we do it on Facebook is to generate phone calls in order to be able to make a podcast. Did you get it? When we go live, though, we need to build the audience up to such a level that we can generate phone calls. And while the audience is building up on Facebook, myself and Jeremy, and sometimes Katie, as you will hear in a while, sit here in the studio talking the most random rubbish. We get stuff off our chest, we give out about stuff, and it really is very, very, very random. You'll either love or hate this episode of the podcast, but what I can tell you is it's completely different to everything else you hear from us. It's a weekend edition, and it is completely unedited. So what you're about to hear, we haven't even taken one edit out of. It's a bit scary, actually, because I don't even know what's coming up on this episode. Well, I do. You will hear Jeremy's disgust at the late-night snack he was offered at a wedding. Do you get your tan and your nails done to go to a funeral? And Katie and I talked about a pages-long list of things she hates. Families in Christmas pyjamas, mismatching underwear, and a really, really, really long list. All that and much more. Opinions Matter Extra, the uncut version. This is episode number 46.
Do I give off gay vibes?
You do. Well, you used to. Remember, you used to hang around with your man.
Your man?
Yeah, your man. Back in the day. Back in the day. You used to hang around with your man and I used to ply you with drink and
so, Jesus
take
Christ,
you out for dinners and all that.
What?
Remember? Do you never remember all
I
that?
I want to take dinners from anybody.
Yeah, that was the point.
Any man.
But the rumour around at the time was...
Yeah, about me?
Oh,
this,
yeah.
How is this only coming out now in the wash?
Well, I'm telling you now.
Tell me now. So hang on. Stop. Slow.
No, without naming names.
Turn off the music.
There's no music.
Oh my, but there's music in my ears. This is a revelation.
Back in the day, many, many years ago,
what decade are we talking?
The 90s, I suppose.
Because I would assume, and we'll come back to that in a second, I would assume that out of the both of us, my English is appalling,
isn't it?
It's
disgraceful English.
I would have imagined out of the both of us, that's terrible, out of the two of us.
Yes.
I would imagine out of the two of us that I would give off less gay vibes.
Not at all,
so
no.
So tell me, what were people saying behind my back?
Everybody was
convinced.
Isn't
it mad how people, everybody's saying it?
Yep, they were all saying it.
Yep. So what did they say?
Because you used to hang around with your man, yes?
It's a very homophobic conversation, by the way. I think you're probably going to get cancelled for this.
No. But didn't you hang around?
You may as well go all out now.
Be naming names or anything.
No name. So yes, I did. I used to hang around with a gay man. Oh, shoot me.
But you went everywhere. You went everywhere together.
We were very close.
You went for late night dinners.
Early
drinks. And
sorry, I never eat after 9 o'clock.
You were never out of his pocket.
Oh, I remember one time you catching me eating his meat.
Yeah.
In the Burlington at 3 o'clock in the morning. I was nibbling on a sirloin. I remember that. You said to me, what are you doing?
Anyways, everybody thought, so you thought Bruno... Everybody thought you.
Yeah, I always assumed Bruno Mars was gay. I always assumed Paul O'Grady, Lord rest him, was gay as well.
He was gay.
No, he wasn't.
He was a married man.
No.
Married to a man.
No, he's married to a woman.
Back in the day he was.
All right, sure.
But before he died, he was married to a man.
I'm not gay.
He was gay.
I'm not gay, kid. Was he gay?
Gay is Christmas.
It's gay. Why is Christmas gay?
It's a gay time. Yeah,
it's gay as the Eurovision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, that's what they're. I didn't know that.
He had a husband.
No, I think Paul O'Grady was.
He wasn't. He was married to a woman.
Let's get back
there. Andre Portasio was his husband. Look, there you go.
Oh God, he's about half his age.
They got married in 2017.
Why is he half his age?
I don't know. Ring him and ask him.
He's dead. I can't ask him.
Ring Andre. He's not dead.
So let's get back to me. I like talking about me. It's my favourite subject, yeah?
Everybody thought it about you.
Everybody's saying it. Everybody's saying it.
They did.
They did. But what were they saying? Isn't it mad when you find out that people are so fucking two-faced?
Well, they said it in a nice way because they thought you were being groomed.
Oh,
they
Jesus,
did.
You were only a young fella. It's getting very dark
now. You were only a young fella.
This conversation, I can't even...
No, people felt sorry for you. You seem to be well into it.
Being groomed.
You were into the whole setup.
Well, sorry, the thing about being groomed is you don't realise you're being groomed. That's why it's called being groomed.
Yeah, you know, you probably didn't, but...
So what age was I?
Young fella. But you were...
So you didn't... What, are you talking like 15 or something?
No, 19 maybe.
So I was an adult man. Okay, yeah. So there was nothing
illegal. Nothing untoward, no.
Well, probably untoward.
But you were hanging around with a morning, noon and night head. You were...
We did hang around quite a bit.
You did.
We had a lot in common. We both loved the Pet Shop Boys, for start.
Interesting, yeah.
Huge fan. I still am a huge fan of the Pet Shop Boys.
And Erasure, probably.
We were both culinary lovers. I love good food. Oh,
you were lovers? Okay. See, no, it's all coming out now.
No, culinary. I would often meet up with him on a Sunday for a spit roast.
There we go.
What? I know, but Sunday is spit roast day.
I mean, it has taken a long time for it all to come out.
There's nothing coming out.
At last it's come out.
No. Sunday, we would often meet at about 2 o'clock.
That's the point.
Meet in Temple Bar and have a spit roast.
And did you ever go for bites and swords? Like, did you ever cross swords with him?
But he didn't live in Swords. So
he did live around Swords, didn't he?
No, I never crossed Swords.
You did. No, you never. Did. It's all coming out
but
now.
But why would you cross Swords? You'd drive to Swords. Well, you wouldn't cross it.
Well, if you were going to the far side of Swords, you'd have to cross Swords. But I'm going home today, yeah?
Yeah.
I have to cross Swords. I've no option. Are you with me?
I'm completely lost in this.
I have to cross Swords on my way home today or I won't get home.
Jess says a spit roast wouldn't be my thing, but whatever floats your boat. A spit roast is actually, I had a spit roast at a wedding.
Really?
Yeah, during the summer.
Interesting.
Why? What's interesting about it? That's standard at most weddings.
Jesus, some weddings you go to.
It was a wedding down in Wexford in July. Do you remember I was at that wedding? Hello?
No.
I was at a wedding in July in Wexford, which is a beautiful place to get married. It was a beautiful sunny day and they had I was offered a spit roast. It was an option.
Was it?
Yeah, it was an option. And you know what else they had, by the way, at that wedding, which I have a big problem with? What did you have in the evening time of... Let's talk about your fifth marriage. Let's forget.
I can't remember
the fifth one.
Yeah. I lose track.
Okay, your most memorable marriage, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about the wedding day.
Yeah.
What did you have in the evening time for the guests?
A sweet trolley.
Oh!
Yeah, a sweet trolley. We had a sweet trolley.
As in?
A trolley with sweets on it.
A packet of Mentos.
Like, I know, millions of
Maltesers.
Sweets. Yeah, sweets coming out your ears.
Oh, actually, I thought you meant sweets as in dessert.
No, sweets!
Mentos, Maltesers.
Everything.
Minstrels.
Everything, all there.
Okay, so that's where your road to obesity began on your wedding night. I get that. Because the wedding I was at in Wexford in August, where I was offered a spit roast, by the way, I didn't go for it. It fills you up too much.
Really?
Oh, yeah. If I had a spit roast, yeah, I'd have to go to bed afterwards.
Nobody is going to invite you to a spit roast.
What?
No, nobody is.
Anyway, in the evening time, because it was a country wedding.
Yeah.
A girl you know, actually. Getting married.
Yeah, go on anyway.
You weren't invited though.
No.
That's interesting. I wasn't you.
Mm. I don't want to go.
But it's over. Wedding's over.
I didn't want to go.
It cost me 150 quid. And anyway, at 7 o'clock in the evening, guys, before the DJ came on when the band were playing, they handed out these bags, these party bags, and they had a packet of Tato, two slices of bread.
Ah, what a great way.
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh yeah, go on, yeah.
So these bags come out, they're like cellophane bags that are sealed. And we were like, geez, we thought it was Coke coming out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That would have been a very inappropriate...
I was at a wedding before where Coke was consumed. Not by me now.
Yeah, okay. Obviously. Go on anyway, yeah.
But these bags come out and we were like, what's going on here? And I don't know if any of you have ever been to a wedding where this has happened. But the cellophane bag came out and we opened it. And I had a happy wedding day. I can't say the names of the people now because I'm after slagging off their wedding. It was a bit tacky, the wedding.
Okay, go on anyway.
It was a bit tacky. They didn't have pew ends in the church.
Who gets married in churches these days?
Oh, nobody. Everybody. Oh, everybody. If you don't get married,
well, we'll be talking about one in a minute.
If you don't get married in a church, it's not a proper wedding. It's Mickey Mouse. Hello, guys. Did you get married in a reg office? Mickey Mouse wedding. Anyway, I opened the cellophane bags, yeah?
Yep.
And in the bags, there was a packet of Tato crisps.
Perfect, yep.
Cheese and onion.
Lovely.
Two slices of bread.
Brennan's bread, I hope.
I don't know what the bread was.
Hey, it wasn't.
Examined it. I wouldn't know Brennan's if it slapped me across the face.
Go on.
And two little pads of Kerrygold butter, yeah. And a plastic knife. I thought, what the fuck is this? Is this prison? Are we in prison here?
That, I guarantee you there was none left.
Well, I didn't. I certainly didn't. I'm not going to have a crisp, or as they call them down there.
A crisp sandwich.
A crisp sandwich, yep. Yeah. Oh, I just thought this was tacky. I thought it was...
I think that's the best thing you can do later in the evening.
A pure povo wedding.
No,
pure...
And did you say that?
What?
Did you say that?
Did I say what?
Like, pure povo.
No, I'm saying it on the podcast like a couple of months later, and hopefully she won't hear. I just know the wedding was okay, apart from...
Potato crisp.
No pew ends. Yeah?
Yeah. What wanker man wants pew ends?
Oh, we had pew ends at our wedding.
You wouldn't even know how to spell pew.
I actually don't.
No, you were just told we're putting those things on the end of those seats.
Oh, no, Sue said it to me. She said...
We're putting those fucking things there and you should shut up.
She didn't even know what favours were.
There you go.
She said we're having favours at the wedding, so I was going to have a blowjob. She said, not that kind of favour. I didn't know what favours were. I honestly didn't know. But... Tato crisps at a wedding?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
No.
And I'm going to a wedding on New Year's Eve.
If you're getting married, we need a whole podcast just about that.
What?
People who get married on New Year's Eve. Oh, let's make New Year's Eve all about me. There's 364 other days of the year and you have to pick New Year's Eve.
I'm going to a wedding on New Year's Eve.
And who are they? Who are these people?
If they produce... Tato crisps and Brennan's bread and
I was actually offended by this. I was, and I went to the toilet, and when I came back, I was even more offended because there was my wife sitting at table number 22
eating the crisp
sandwich. I said, "Oh my God, what is going on here?" So is that a thing? Isn't it?
Of course it is. Yeah,
really.
Late at night, yeah. People having a few drinks, nothing nicer.
But then your breath is smelling.
I love nothing more than coming home from a night out. Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
And cracking open the bread and cracking open the crisps.
Oh,
it's great. It's great at the end of it.
It's the highlight of your night.
It really is. Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, just getting back to the spit roast thing, because a lot of people are saying it is disgusting. I agree with you. And the problem with this spit roast is that you could actually see the spit roast happening at the wedding reception, which I have a big problem with. You rubbing it in your face like...
Yeah, that is disgusting.
Literally, in front of what's the table called where the bride and groom sit?
The top table.
Yeah, it was in front of the top table. All the
and the spit roast was happening there and then?
The spit roast was literally happening.
What sort of a bloody wedding were you at?
Ah, it's Wexford. It's a Wexford wedding for you. But the spit roast was literally there. And I'm thinking, people are going to be offended by that. And like the pig actually had the apple in its mouth.
Oh, like, here's another great thing for a wedding, yeah.
Why did they put the apple in the pig's mouth?
I don't know. Here's another great thing. I was at a wedding 2 years ago, yeah.
Why would anybody invite you to a wedding, by the way? You're literally cursed.
No, not cursed. Here's what they did. Yeah. They opened the double doors. Outside the double doors, an ice cream van. And you queued up for your ice cream. It was deadly.
Nah, that's inner city stuff, that is. They probably had groceries as well at the wedding, did they?
Absolutely.
Throwing out coins to people.
Yeah.
No.
And Paul Brady, I agree with you, Paul. I only said this to you yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
Paul Brady, in fact, if I open up here, hang on. Oh, yeah, there you go. At the top of the bin. Forget your Tato crisps. These are the crisps. Look at them.
It's a podcast. People can't see what you're holding. You have to explain.
People are watching the live show, yeah? These are the... Oh, look at that blurry camera. What happened there? Oh, look at that. The state was... Hang on there for 1 second. I've got it cleared now. We'll sort it out. Here we go.
I didn't even know these existed until Adrian told me about them yesterday. I didn't know there was such a thing as Manhattan crisps.
There they are. Look, Manhattan crisps. These are the number one crisps. They've the nicest flavour. I agree, Paul. Forget Tato. Forget King. These are your man. And guess what? They're made in Finglas.
Yeah. So they're probably robbed. Is that what you're saying?
No,
they're
probably
robbed.
No, they're made in... look. McKee Avenue in Finglas. Look. There you go. Manhattan make peanuts, as we all know. Yeah, I'm sure you've had Manhattan peanuts.
Yes, I have.
In the little red packet. Well, yeah. The crisps are absolutely to die for. I'm They're unbelievable.
When I kissed my wife on my wedding night,
she vomited, I'm sure.
Well, that was from the Sambuca, Adrian. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I do not expect when I kiss my wife, my newlywed wife, that she's going to stink of Finglas. Bang a Finglas off her.
No.
Straight to bed.
Big debates from the serious to the ridiculous. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
I just want to explain to some people that where we record this podcast in Portmarnock, beautiful, palatial, everybody's saying it.
Everybody is saying about our studio. It is very palatial. Yeah, yeah. It's the most beautiful studio.
It's like the Trump ballroom in the White House. It's beautiful.
Go on. What are people saying?
And it looks the same. And I was saying we need to get the decorators in to
do what?
Get the painters in.
But a studio is a studio. What do you want?
I just think a slap of paint wouldn't do any harm.
Really?
On anything, yep.
I know, I love our studio. I love that curve in the wall there, look.
It's very curvy. Yeah, yeah. For those of you who are listening to this, you don't understand about the curve on the wall, but I have to say I love...
Oh, there's Tracy. Tracy just commented. Do you remember we were talking off air there a couple of minutes ago?
No.
We were talking off air about your gig on Saturday night. And how a group of ladies from Tala were there.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Well, there's Tracy. Oh. She said, lovely to talk to you yesterday, Adrian. Mm. But she wasn't very complimentary about you. She said you were a shite DJ.
That's okay.
Worst ever. Oh. Worst ever. They came all the way from Tala. And the best entertainment break could provide them was you.
Okay. So anyway.
Do you have no comment on that? No.
Sure, what can I say? I'm not here to defend myself. I'm tired. I've had a very busy weekend. Guys, ladies and gentlemen. I was trending on Twitter yesterday. This is actually a funny story.
So you were trending on Twitter, yeah?
Now, I don't know how many of you actually use Twitter. I would be... I used to be a huge user, but yeah. I pulled back on it because it's full of... I feel when you go on it now, you need to have a shower after.
You do. It's dirty.
It's full of just...
It's dirty, yeah.
It's like... Do you remember the scene in the Shank...
Shawshank?
The Shawshank Redemption.
Scene in the Shawshank. I remember loads of scenes, yeah.
Yeah, so do you remember the scene when... give me names. What's your man's name in the Shawshank?
Morgan Freeman.
No, the other fella.
Hmm?
The character in the Shawshank Redemption that escapes.
Red. No. Oh, Andy Dufresne.
Andy Dufresne was a friend of mine.
Yeah, yeah,
I should have done the narration for that movie. Do you want to hear it?
There's two things to do. Oh, no, that's
shite.
Okay, I need to sound more black.
There's two things to do. When you're locked up in prison.
Oh, you racist
prick.
That's
not racist. That's some racist.
Morgan Freeman doesn't sound like that.
Okay, hang on.
There's two things to do when you're... Oh,
you are so bad.
There's two things to do when you're locked up in prison. Get busy living.
Or get busy dying.
Or get busy dying.
Oh, you're brutal.
Anyway, you know the scene in The Shawshank Redemption where Andy Dufresne,
mm-hmm.
he was my friend.
Yep.
By the way, here's a little side note, guys. I love to look at movies and delve into them a bit more, and I see things that other people don't see. And I think now, when you watch it the next time, The Shawshank Redemption, I think Andy Dufresne and Red were sexually attracted to each other, and in the end, wait, just work with me here, that they were sexually attracted to each other. There was a sexual attraction there, and at the end of the movie, when he walks along the beach, and remember. Andy Dufresne is standing there.
He's working on the boat,
He's working on the boat. That boat. By the way, Andy, no amount of work was going to get that boat back in the water. It's fucked. The boat's in bits.
I know. But he was working on it.
But why is he standing there?
He's living the dream.
But that boat ain't going to float.
Well, go on, anyway.
My take...
And along comes Red, yeah?
But my take on the Andy Dufresne thing is, after they met on the beach, it cuts, it's gone.
Yeah.
The movie's over. I think, straight after that, they had sex on the boat. They were locked up in prison for... They say, Adrian.
But they could have done it in prison.
No, because they're in separate cells.
So you think the end of The Shawshank Redemption was he walks along the beach and they embrace...
They embrace.
They embrace.
Goes, Andy.
What's his name? Dufresne said. Andy. No, Andy is Dufresne. What's the other fella's name? What's Morgan?
Red, yeah.
Red, I never thought you'd come and see me.
Let's get it on.
Give me a hand at sanding down this boat and then I'll sand you down.
I definitely... Because they say... there's the stats to back this up, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if any of you listening to this have ever been locked up. I'd say there's a fair chance. There's a fair chance that we have listeners who've done porridge.
Yeah, I'd say there's a fair chance, yeah.
Like, your woman.
Who?
The woman that you're mentioning, Porridge.
Porridge?
I'd say she's been locked up.
Who?
Ah, your woman. That one. She's been locked up. 100%. She's done time. Why is it called Porridge, by the way?
I don't know. I've never known that, yeah.
Anyway, the scene where...
So you reckon after the hug...
Yeah.
Yeah. Caught!
Because they say...
And then they jumped into the boat.
No, because they say no matter what your sexual attraction is in life... So I'm heterosexual, 1,000,000%. I'm as straight as the M50. 1,000,000%.
Which is more bends and curves than it is. No, in fact, it's a bent road.
No, it's a straight road.
It's not, it's a bent road.
It feels strange when you're on it. No, okay.
It's actually a ring road around Dublin. So it's obviously bent.
Well, it's strange that you say ring road because I'm 100% straight. But I would imagine if I was locked up in prison for, say, 12 to 15 years, yeah?
Mm.
With no bit of... I'd say I would start to find you attractive.
Really?
If you were a cellmate of mine. If we were cellmates, I'd say after 12 years, I'd go, come on, sure.
Give it a go.
Yeah, close your eyes. You won't know the difference. No.
No.
Am I wrong on that?
No, absolutely.
Did they not say that about men locked up in prison get very...
Amorous.
Horny, yeah. Because you can't do the other thing in prison.
What other thing? What's that?
That thing. You can't... Why do we have to talk about this? You can't whack one off in prison.
Why?
Because where would you wash afterwards? I don't know if you've ever been to Mountjoy Prison.
Sorry, hang on. You're saying you can't wash after doing that.
Yes.
Yet you can do the other thing.
Ah, yeah, but the other thing is cleaner. I'm just saying.
Really?
Prison inmates.
Really?
You can't masturbate when you're sharing. By the way, I know you've never been in prison. Now, you've come close a few times. 1999, was it?
No. Go on anyway, yeah.
In prison, you don't have an ensuite room to yourself. You're on your own in the cell.
Yeah.
So how in God's name could you masturbate with someone in a... Like, could you just say your cellmate's name is Trevor?
Trevor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Here, Trevor, you don't mind just closing your eyes and putting your hands over your ears for a sec, do you? Because I need to whack one out. They don't do it. So what I'm saying is men get very... And I assume women as well. I'd say the Scissor Sisters.
Yeah.
I don't feel like dancing. You know them? I'd say they have a lot of pent up. Is that the word?
Pent up, yeah.
Pent up sexual frustration.
Yeah, but it wasn't the rumours that they were getting it anyway.
I know you can't say anyway, that's my theory that if you spend enough time in prison that you will become attracted to... It's like if we were stranded on the desert island for a long time, you and me.
Nothing would happen. I'd fall in love with Wilson quicker.
Oh, I think you would. I think you actually would.
Anyway, can you get back to your point? Conversation started from, I had a very busy weekend.
Yeah, and my point was when you're on Twitter, it feels like Andy Dufresne climbing through the... Remember... My friend Andy Dufresne climbed through a mile of shit to get freedom. That's what you feel like after Twitter. But anyway, on Twitter, on yesterday afternoon.
On X.
I refuse to call it X. I was sent a photograph or a video of people protesting outside prison for Enoch Burke. Don't ask, is Enoch Burke masturbate in prison? He'll sue you. He'll actually sue you.
I don't want to talk about it.
Don't ask the question.
Go on anyway.
Ask the question. And I put it up. Yeah. And I put with the caption, and let me just read the caption for you guys. And it said, massive turnout at Mountjoy Prison today as thousands and thousands lined the streets for Enoch Burke. So I put that up.
Yep, very good, yeah.
Obviously sarcastic. Did you get the sarcasm in that?
I did straight away, yeah.
There was about 20 people there.
Well, no, there was more than 20, but...
Yes, a few smell bags.
There wasn't even 100.
Yeah. Anyway, put the phone down and did my own thing yesterday, as you do, guys. I made a few Lego sets.
Well, that was your Sunday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm building the Lego Titanic at the moment. It's a replica of the ship that was sank.
I doubt it's a replica. The Titanic didn't have lumps of square through it.
It's, well, maybe it did. Maybe that's why it sank. And it's a replica of the ship that sank in 1908. And
1912. So you clearly haven't sussed it out.
Anyway, my phone starts buzzing like crazy, guys. So I pick up the phone and it goes, Jeremy, you are trending in Ireland. I was like, oh, Jesus, what do I do now? Has it all come out? And hundreds and hundreds of people...
Sorry, has what all come out? So something meant to be coming out?
No, I'd have a few skeletons.
Oh, I would. Is there skeletons you'd come out?
Your wardrobe is like the ghost train.
Oh, if you open the door of my wardrobe, literally 50 skeletons fall
50
out.
50 skeletons. Woo! Yeah. Scary! Woo! So anyway, nobody picked up on my sarcasm and they all think, all the Twitter far right evangelical Christian weirdos now think that I'm an Enoch Burke supporter. like, look at this one. Jeremy, fair play to you. It only took you 10 years to turn your back on the woke left media. Fair play. So everybody on Twitter now thinks that I'm one of them. That I'm an Enoch Burke supporter.
That's mental.
Did you see them with the crosses and all that? Like, where do you buy those crosses?
I don't know.
Where does one buy a big crucifix?
I don't know. Why do you want one?
No, there was a fella outside Mountjoy Prison. It was yesterday or the day before. I think it was yesterday. And he was holding, like, nearly a life-size crucifix. Now, what shop can you buy?
I don't know.
Because, I'll tell you why I'm asking that. I went onto Amazon to see, did they buy them on Amazon? And you cannot buy a full-size crucifix on Amazon.
Well, a full-size crucifix is 6 foot tall.
Why would you need...
Why?
Well, the KKK used to use them. Remember, they used to burn them in the gardens of black people.
They're 6 foot tall.
Horrible, horrible. So where do you buy a crucifix?
Well, I doubt they had a life-size crucifix.
No, but this one was fairly... There was a fella holding a crucifix, yeah? And it was nearly the height of him. Like, it was fairly tall. Where does one... Do you make them at home?
Maybe. I don't know.
Although, did you do...
What do you want one for?
I just like when it'll be back garden.
You weirdo.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. And that's probably just as well.
Oh, what? Oh, what? I'm triggered. I'm triggered. Don't mention that person's name, but I'm triggered by her.
Why?
Oh, I can't.
What? Come on.
You know what I get triggered by.
Jeremy has just seen something on Facebook. What? Why are you triggered?
Oh, well... When
come on, spit it out, spit it out.
No, I'm going to get in trouble. Do you ever get to the point, and my mother's always used to say this to me, she said, Jeremy, you have a big gob. Yeah?
Yeah.
You should think before you speak. That's what she said. And my problem is, ma'am, if you're listening, is I don't think before I speak.
You don't?
It just comes out of me. It just splurts out of me all over the place, a bit to the left, bit to the right.
Yep.
Bit up the middle.
Yep.
Spurt everywhere. And then I regret the spurts. Sometimes I regret the spurts and sometimes I don't. So do you really want me to say
yeah,
what
go on. Well, you're after going onto Facebook
this particular
there.
Woman. Don't mention her
name. Obviously, I'm not going to mention her name.
But
what has triggered you about her?
So it's her Facebook page, yeah?
Yeah.
And she's a listener to the podcast.
Okay.
So I have to be very careful not to insult her.
Okay, please don't.
But here comes an insult. But she has down on her Facebook page, full-time mummy. Oh, it wrecks me head. Your son looks about 16.
What?
I've probably narrowed it down. Her son has grown up. You can't be a full-time mummy if you're... Okay, people who have full-time...
Sorry, mummy... on her profile it says full-time mummy, does it?
Yeah, but don't be giving away. Yeah, here, be very careful.
Okay, yeah.
Be very careful not to identify the person.
Obviously, okay, but...
it's not obvious because you're about to say what colour bloody hair she has.
Her profiler says full-time mummy.
That's fine, okay? I don't have a problem, girls... if you have on your Facebook page that you are a full-time mammy.
Okay? Yeah, come on, yeah.
You are, in fact, a full-time mammy. Okay, I mean, I don't have on my Facebook page full-time footballer because I'm not. I kick a bit of ball at the weekend. That does not make me a full-time footballer. But this woman, I would put it to you, she has lovely hair, by the way. Doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, lovely hair, yeah.
Her hair as well. And I'm not going to sit here, you know, judging the woman, but she has lovely hair.
Yeah, well, what about it?
You're not a full-time mammy.
Because her child is grown up.
Your child is like, he's about 11 or 12 years of age. That is not a full-time mammy. Why are you afraid to agree on this one?
I'm not opening my mouth.
Oh, your missus probably has it on her Facebook page. She's a full-time mammy and her son's about 50. Does she?
No.
No, come on. Does anybody see the
folly?
I don't know. What the... I know, I did follow her on Facebook.
The folly of her ways.
I did follow her. I'm following her.
Oh, you're following her as well?
I'm following her on Facebook, yeah. And the question I have to ask is...
Is, yeah.
How can you be a full-time mother if your child is 15? Going to school. That's not full-time. Full-time. Like, if you work 40 hours a week, it's a full-time job. Someone who works 15 hours a week, part-time. So why can they not say I'm a part-time mother?
I don't know.
Great song, by the way.
Part-time mother.
Part-time mother. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da. Who sang that?
Hang on.
Hello.
Hang on. 1984 is on the phone for you.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Have you got that pair of trousers that I own? They're gorgeous. The bell-bottom ones, yeah. Oh, beautiful. Okay, thanks. Yeah, I know I was only 1 year old in 84.
Yeah,
it was one in 84. Thank you.
One!
By the way, my favourite song from your year is...
Part-Time Mother.
No, Too Shy Shy, Hush Hush Hide Away. Love that song.
Anyway, you wanted to get something else off your chest.
No, but can you just agree with me that if...
When your child is 15, you're no longer a full-time mother.
I don't care what you have as your job on your Facebook page. Okay? I mean, on my Facebook page, it says Ireland's number one podcaster. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, it does, yeah. That's what happened. I am. I'm one of the most popular podcasters in Ireland. Now, they told me to...
You are?
Yeah, they told me to shut up, but they won't shut me up. Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Huge, huge. Everybody's saying it. Everybody's saying they've never heard a better podcast. They're all saying it. But if you are a full-time mother and your child is like 2 years of age, you are in fact a full-time mother.
Because your child requires a lot of care.
Your child needs to be looked after full-time. When your child then goes to creche, you're kind of a full-time mother. You get a break for 2 hours. Go to the gym. Go for a swim. Do a bit of hot yoga. Have you ever done hot yoga?
No.
Oh, it's great.
Hot yoga?
You do yoga in a steam room. You're sweating your bollocks off. It's great. Did it last week. Do you not notice how slim I look?
No, you're the opposite, actually.
I'll be looking for the money back on that then. But when your child then goes to primary school, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You're no longer a full-time mother. You were a part-time mother. I love that song. Why do you never hear that song on the radio anymore?
Because it's shite.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely shite.
So my message to you, lady, and I'd love to, can we give her initials? S, we'll call her.
S?
Yeah, that's...
Now you're narrowing it down.
No, I'm not. There's loads of women called S. S is the most popular letter for women's names, by the way.
Is it?
Susan, Sharon, Suzanne, Sarah, Sarah Jane, Sarah Louise, Sarah Ann.
What happens after Sarah?
Sue. If your child is in school, you're no longer a full-time mother. Stop using that badge to make out that your life is so difficult, because it's not. The teacher literally has your kid for 6 hours a day. The kid comes home at 5 o'clock in the day, does a bit of homework with you. You make his dinner, which is probably spaghetti hoops. You don't have to make spaghetti hoops. 20 minutes in the pot, spaghetti hoops are made, and then you put your kid to bed. That is not full-time.
Right.
You obviously know someone that's in that situation, because it's not like you to keep your gob shut.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
No, you're not. Who is it? Does Katie have it on her Facebook page?
No, Katie works really hard.
What?
Katie works really hard.
Yeah, but will Katie call herself a full-time mother?
Well, obviously she's a full-time mother.
No, she's not a full-time mother. Katie is not a full-time mother.
What is she then?
She's a full-time producer.
No, she says she's more of a mother than she is of a producer.
No. Jeez, that doesn't say much about her mothering skills. Jesus Christ, God help those kids.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't sound too good.
Sorry, on a more serious note, guys, I have a funeral tomorrow.
Okay, sorry to hear that.
Well, it's not someone that I know very well, but it's a grandmother of a friend of mine whose funeral is tomorrow.
Okay, sorry to hear that. Yeah.
Why are you sorry to hear
that? I'm always sorry to hear death.
No, when it's old death.
No. Any death.
No, she was 92.
I know, but still.
No.
What was wrong with her getting to 93?
I'm not taking the piss, because my mate would get a laugh out of this, but he put up on his page the other day that his granny had passed away at the age of 92.
Mm-hmm.
And the first comment on it was, gone too soon. That's not gone too soon. That's gone over soon. Would you not agree?
No.
I hate people that say that taking from us too soon. If Dick Van Dyke died tomorrow, yeah?
He'd be 100.
That's not gone too soon.
Ah, it is. What was wrong with him getting to 101?
But that's not... No, gone too soon. If I drop dead now, and people... Jeez, I'd be terrified of the comments people would say.
Oh, so would I.
Oh, my God.
It'd be worse than what Donald Trump said about your man.
Yeah, can you imagine you putting up a post tomorrow saying Jeremy has passed away? Can you imagine the vitriol?
Oh, I can.
The anger, the hilarity, people laughing. Good enough for him. I'll spit on his grave. There'll be listeners queuing up to piss on my grave, literally. But if I died tomorrow...
Would I charge people for that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Be a good moneymaker.
No, even though I'm dead, I don't, like... Although, no, it's a family plot.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Don't want you just pissing on the family plot. But you can get people to, when I'm in the open casket, get them come in and slap me on the face or something for money.
Great.
My point is, gone too soon.
does not apply to people of 94.
If I died tomorrow, people would say I'm gone too soon.
Really?
Yeah, they would.
Look at the head in you. You actually look like you're half dead.
Anyway,
people would probably say about the right time.
The funeral is tomorrow afternoon, which is why I will not be recording the podcast here. But we're in a WhatsApp group with the mates, and I didn't know this was a thing. There's a girl, yeah?
Yeah.
It's her grandmother as well, and she's getting her tan and nails done today for the funeral. Tell me that's not a thing now.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of a funeral is it?
It's one where you say goodbye. Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at it. It's a normal funeral.
Is she getting her tan and her nails done?
Yeah. Do women get that done for a funeral?
For granny's funeral?
Yeah, but some high granny.
I know, but for any granny.
So she said, yeah, in the WhatsApp, I better not read out the full message, but to surmise what she said in the WhatsApp, so we're all texting about where's it on and where's the soup and sandwiches and blah, blah, blah. The orchard in Rathfarnham.
The orchard, yeah, I know the orchard, yeah.
You want to come along?
No, no, you're grand. I don't know. You barely know this woman. I don't know this woman at all. Gate crashing a funeral, okay, for a bowl of soup.
But anyway, one of the females, one of her friends who's in the group says, and I quote, so today she's going, got my tan appointment booked for 3 o'clock, nails for 4:30.
That's weird.
Do you not think that's weird?
Yeah, it is a bit, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I know people should all look good on their funeral, or when they're going to their granny's funeral. But why would you need your nails done? What's wrong with turning up to a funeral with horrible nails?
My mum died.
Oh, it's going to get serious now. Well, we hear about mums dying.
Mum died 2 months ago, aged 89. People were saying she had a great life.
Yes, that's what you should say.
But the longer you have them, the more you want them.
No,
is what.
No. I'm happy for my mother to go now. I've had my time with her. Bye, mum.
Oh, that's a terrible thing. Jesus, that's a terrible thing to say.
That's a terrible... I'd be lost without her. Tara says she probably had her nails booked anyway. No, Tara, the message specifically says, word for word, I have my nails booked. So she has her nails booked.
That's insane. I've never heard anything like that now.
Like, here's the thing. Nobody is checking your nails, although they do at the end.
Shaking hands and all that.
I hate that part.
Oh, I hate that part myself.
I hate that part. What do you say to them? Like,
sorry for your loss. That's all I'm ever able to say.
Everybody, sell. I want to say something different tomorrow.
Ha ha.
Actually, it's serious. The woman died. Like,
I know, but that's something different.
No, but when you walk down that.
So you rock up and then you're shaking hands with them. Ha ha.
No, but I don't even know. I only know.
One person.
One of the grandchildren. That's all I know. So I don't know. What do you say? What does one say when you're shaking hands?
I'm so sorry for your loss. Gone too soon.
You have lovely nails.
Your nails look gorgeous. Nails look,
that tan is absolutely immaculate.
Oh, yeah. Your grandma will be so proud of you.
Oh, sorry, my wife got her tan done when she was going into labour.
What?
Yeah. People don't talk about that now. Yeah.
So hang on. So, oh, Jeremy. Oh, I've pains.
On the first.
Oh, let's get the tan done.
No, she wasn't getting the tan done while she was crowning.
But this was, you said, while she was in labour.
That's not crowning. Crowning is when you can see when the vagina opens up. And
I don't need that information.
What information? That's what crowning is.
I don't want to know.
Have you never seen a head?
I don't want to know.
It's a beautiful it's a beautiful sight. Everybody said it.
No, nobody said. Not one person ever said that.
The head coming out of the vagina.
No,
it's the most. Sorry, your head came out of the vagina. Oh, God.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. No other podcast sounds like it. That's probably just as well.
There I was listening to News Talk and on came Katie. I have to tell you, Katie, you're one fucking whinger. You are one.
I'm a very negative. So I have a lot of dislikes.
Talk,
yeah.
News Talk got you on the show today to give out about things, something that you don't like.
Hmm.
And I listened to you and it was just
I hate a lot of things. I'm like, everybody hates a lot of things. I'm just different as and I'm forthcoming about it.
Okay.
So Adrian rang me then after and he's like,
you objectionable wagon. Seriously.
Do you have anything nice to say ever about anyone? Yes, I do, is the answer. But I also have a lot of things that I like to highlight I don't like. So I've actually gotten to the passage. I'm making a list now.
Okay, first things first, because I want to get our listeners involved in this, mm-hmm. Okay? Katie has a list of things that she doesn't like. And it's pages long.
So I'm going to have to strip it down. So I'm going to get rid of this page. This is the less like stuff. This right. is the I can tolerate them. This is the go die.
Okay.
My go die list.
So you were on News Talk today on a conversation about matching Christmas pajamas and your absolute distaste. So at this time of the year, and in fact, I think Jeremy did it last week.
He would. They're objectionable anyway. Put them on Jeremy and they're even more objectionable.
Okay, so a family photograph taken at Christmas time of all the family wearing the same pajamas. Your thoughts, please.
They give me the ick.
Why?
Oh, it's just losers. You're just doing it for a photograph. Do you know what I mean? Like matching pajamas on the kids, I get it. It's cute.
Okay, the kids is okay.
It's not cute when the four of you are sitting there like plebs.
So when mammy and daddy put on the matching pajamas as well, do you draw the line at it?
No, it gives me the ick. And it's all friends. You can just tell that probably before the photo was taken and after the photo was taken, they're probably killings to just get the photo. It's all for Insta.
So you don't like...
And that's another thing I don't like. Social media fads. Actually, I'm going to write that down. I forgot that one. Social media.
Right.
Sorry, okay, just give me a sec.
And what I want to find out, we're going to mention a number of things that Katie doesn't like. And we want you in the comment section, if you're watching us on Facebook or on WhatsApp, 085 825 2626, to say whether you agree or disagree with Katie's dislike, okay? So the first thing...
You may or may not get insulted, and so I'm just putting it out there...
If you are insulted.
Give a fuck.
Oh,
right. So, yeah.
Okay.
No, that's not very nice.
No, it's not. Okay, so the first thing is families, mammies, daddies, and kids wearing matching pajamas. Do you agree with Katie on this? It gives her the ick. She hates it. She thinks it's only for likes and shares.
Can I just actually briefly outline?
This is going to take some time.
No, I'm just going to. Okay, my top ones. Well, obviously, Crocs, because. I've been very vocal about Crocs.
Is it Crocs on kids?
No, they're okay. They're cute. They can be cute.
Yeah, because you can now get these little things that you stick into your Crocs and...
On kids... Okay, I'll let it pass on kids. Just saying my daughter wanted a pair and I told her that they weren't her size and that the shop had no more, so...
She wouldn't even. So even though you can tolerate them on kids, you wouldn't let your daughter buy some.
No, she wanted a pair, and I was like, "Oh, look over here! Look at the cute little shoes! Look, they're so pretty." they actually didn't have her size, so it actually worked out well for me. But okay, so there's Crocs first of all.
Okay, Crocs. Yeah.
Christmas PJs. Scangers wearing pajamas to the school and into the shops. Dirty smell bags. No,
I think a lot of people agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Okay,
a lot of people do it.
Joan messaged to say, I agree with Katie on the PJs thing. The family, the whole family wearing the same pajamas.
So cringe.
It is. It's a bit American, isn't it?
It's
a bit
very cringe.
Yeah, it is. So, okay, go on. Yeah, okay, keep going.
So then the smelly scangers. I actually wrote the word smelly scangers. I really was writing as I was thinking. Smelly scangers in pajamas. Okay, so... there's so many. There's so many. I'm like, which do I pick? Oh, car antlers and the reindeer nose. I'm sorry, you're a simp.
No, stop.
If you dress your car up like a reindeer for Christmas, especially if you don't have kids, you're a simp.
Okay, what if you do have kids? You've got young kids.
No.
Your kids asked you to put reindeer.
Well, I knew you'd tell this story.
Yeah, reindeer antlers on the car.
And a
little Rudolph nose on the front of the car.
That would fit my car. I'm not going around with reindeer.
So hang on, you blatantly lied to your young fella. What did you say?
I said that it was a display and there's none left. I just don't like them. They're gross. Okay, so lip fillers. Gross. I'm sorry if you don't have lips. You look more stupid with these baboon ass lips. They just... Do you not think so?
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes they can be a little bit over the top, yeah.
People who don't work without a valid reason.
Jesus, this is a long list.
People who can work but refuse to work because they're lazy.
Yeah, okay. I'd agree with you on that.
Agree with me on that?
Yeah.
Do you actually agree?
Yeah.
Influencers?
They have their place. They have their place.
Okay, people without learning disabilities who can't spell, but not like, you know, a learning disability or dyslexia or anything like that. People who can't get like there, they are, over there.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you on that. Yeah.
Oh, parents who don't cook for their kids and just like live off Chinese and stuff.
Okay, yeah, I'll agree with you on that as well. Yeah, keep going.
Slow drivers and drivers who use the fast lane.
Okay, I'll agree with you on that as well.
See, I'm very good. Oh, people wearing sliders outside. I'm sorry, sliders are, they're up there with Crocs.
I mean, they are for the swimming pool, aren't they? They're for the swimming pool or the gym.
Now, this one is a funny one because this one's kind of complex because I hate it, but I hate it because it just makes me so sad. Is old people eating alone in restaurants.
It's very random. It's extremely random.
It's things I hate.
Things I hate. So I hate old people eating alone in restaurants.
Yeah. I do. It's just so sad. Imagine you get to like 80, 75 and there you are sitting alone in a restaurant eating. It's like, how does that happen? I hate that. Or when you see old people holding hands together. I hate that because it just literally breaks my heart every time. Okay, so what else do I have?
Oh, sorry. Shauna says, and I agree with this, yeah? Sliders is one thing, but sliders and socks. Seriously, lads. Oh, sliders, what yeah. are you doing?
Scumbags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sliders scumbags. And socks. No. No, that's not the way it's meant to be.
I agree with so much, Joan says. So much for social media. Oh my God, the more she's saying we're twins. We are twins. Yay, somebody agrees with me. This is good. No, we keep going. Actually, there's more on this page. But no, we could be here a while. We won't. Oh, feminists.
Feminists? Of women who stand up for women. Jesus.
No. There's a certain type of feminist. Feminists are okay. I'm all for women's rights. I'm a woman. Okay,
yeah.
I get it. But like these women who are so far the other side that it's like, you know these women who are just like, as soon as anyone says anything, it's like, oh, I believe her. It's like, you don't know. Women do. There are women in this world who lie and say shit. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I remember I got into a massive Twitter spat with, do you know that objectionable see you next Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Feminist gone wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Absolute.
Yeah.
A-hole.
Yeah.
I got into a massive Twitter spat with her because she tweeted something like, are we at the stage yet where we can say all men? Because it feels like we're pretty close. So that kind of narrative, I hate that. I hate that bullshit. Like you can all be about women's rights, but like, come on.
Just back to old people eating alone.
Yes.
I agree.
Kills me.
I saw an old man, says Niamh, in McDonald's and it made me sad. He was probably fine and maybe taking a break from the missus, but I found it really sad.
It is so sad.
To see an old person eating alone.
And then I'm like,
well, why don't you go and sit down with them?
Oh, because then you probably think I fancy them.
Okay, go on, keep going.
Okay, what? Small talk with mothers at the school gates. Ugh. I don't care about your yoga class this morning. Okay, no, I don't mind talking to people I like, but.
So you're one of these parents that literally drops the kids off. In you go, see you, bye, and you run.
I don't drop my kids to school. I go to work. I actually have a job.
No.
So no, I'm. That sounds very judgy. I'm sure there's plenty of parents who drop their kids to school and go to work. I'm not an asshole, but I just hate that small talk. Do you know that small talk? And the mothers are all standing at the school. I went to yoga this morning and I didn't. Nobody cares.
Well, you're a bitter, twisted cow.
Do you know what? It's actually just as I'm
saying it out loud.
Saying it out loud that I realise
you're a hateful bitch.
I'm horrible. But I'm just saying.
And there's some more on this page.
No, in fairness, I'm saying what a lot of people think. Like, there's a lot of people who agree with me. Look, Joan, we're twins, you know? Oh, twins, where parents who dress their twins in the same thing, the exact same things. Like, that's another one. Like, let your kids be individual. Do you know, as soon as they have twins, it's like, oh.
Oh, identical twins. Yeah, wearing the same clothes. Yes. Yeah.
Like, let your kids pick themselves. What else do I have? Oh, Scanger Matt's shouting in public. I don't like that. Jane, come here, you little bollocks. No, don't like it. No, it's not for me. It's not endearing. It doesn't sound nice. Mismatching underwear and mismatching socks.
Sorry. Mismatching what?
Underwear and mismatching socks.
How would you know?
It just is gross.
Okay, hang on.
You know what? You go into
you're in your office in work and a female colleague walks in. How do you know if she's mismatching knickers and bras?
But she'll know. It's just like, imagine I was of the lesbonic persuasion and I was taking a woman back and then you like get down to it and it's like a nice blue and black bra.
Yeah.
And a big pair of orange pants. Like that's not sexy.
But who knows?
I would know.
Okay, so anybody who wears
mismatching socks. I'm so bad. My mother always goes mad at me. She's always like, because I have so many of the kids' odd socks. Because some reason, anybody who's a parent will know.
They just disappear.
You put them in the basket in utility room to wash and then they're gone. Where do they go?
I don't know. It happens in our house as well.
Where do they go? Yeah. But anyway, so I just throw out a load of socks. And my mom's like, you need to pair them. Stop throwing out socks. I'd say I buy new socks every month for the kids. It's so bad. But I can't.
Okay, Shauna agrees with you. Black knickers and a white bra.
Blech. Yeah. Like, you go into Ann Summers or you go into wherever it is, Victoria's Secret, wherever you buy your underwear from.
Pennies, most people get them.
If you fall apart in the fucking wash then. But there's literally where you pick up your bra. You don't even have to go looking for it. Right under, you have the matching pair.
Okay, so make sure you buy and only ever wear matching bra and knickers, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Do you not think so? Oh, Seshmot mothers who go on holidays every every year.
Sorry, stop, rewind again.
Seshmot mothers.
Yeah.
Who like, do you know these like, you know the type. You know, I'm going to write someone's name down for you. You know, when you know, who? You know.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that person? I know that person through you.
Oh, do you? Yeah.
Is that insulting you because I know that person through you?
I don't know that person terribly well now.
I know that through a party of yours and now as I hold this person's name up. I call her a sesh mom. I'm hoping that you're not that close with her.
No, not at all, no.
So that was from Linda's side, was it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, she was there. That's how I know her. But the sesh mom. I'm sorry if I insulted you. I never thought. Anyway, these Seshmot mothers who like go away on their holidays and they don't bring the kids. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, on any holidays, like, okay, if you want to take a bit of me time and all that, we've all been there. We need time to ourselves. But like these mothers who go away like once every couple of months and they never, I never knew that. The same factory makes the underwear for Pennies and Ann Summers.
Yeah, they probably do. Ann Summers just put double the price on them.
Be right. There is definitely a difference in quality in underwear.
And Ross says, mismatching socks annoy me so, so much. How can you lose your socks? Now, I always make sure, let me see, are my socks matching today? Yeah, they are. Yeah. Look, little blue thing there and a little blue thing there. Look, same. Yeah. But I tend to buy mainly black socks, so it's very hard to mismatch them.
You're not really showing your personality, are you?
No.
Black socks.
No.
Do you have anything?
I've agreed with you on a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
Or people go on holidays and they're like, how's your Monday going? And a picture of their legs. Fuck off. It's so unoriginal.
I did the last
time. Did you?
I did.
Yeah, well, it's so unoriginal.
I actually sent it to you.
Did you? I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Just
to annoy you.
But Adrian, let's get an insight into Adrian Kennedy.
I'm not as cantankerous an old cow as you, because this all started from you being on News Talk today, whinging and moaning about families wearing matching pajamas.
I was asked for my opinion.
Yeah, and that was your opinion.
And I said, my opinion, they gave me the ick. Now, the top of the list, really the top of the list on all of it, my top three are definitely Crocs. They should be banned. The person who made them should go and die. The people who won't work.
So socks with mismatching socks and Crocs would really drive you over the edge.
Yeah. That would rage bait. The mothers who wear their pajamas to the schools, right there.
No, I agree. I have like, to say on that one,
that
I agree.
Really,
it's rank. Make the effort, ladies.
Yay, no Jez today. The fun one is here. Oh, I don't know how fun I'm being. I'm literally insulting everybody.
Seriously, Dave, she's definitely.
I'm literally picking people off to insult them. airport sandwiches from the shop. I hate them. They're like Pavo food. Oh, Carvery. It's ghetto food. Carvery is ghetto.
Well, now we're going to have a falling out.
It's been sitting there all day. It's ghetto.
Sorry, firstly, the sandwich thing. What's your issue?
Airport sandwiches, they're just like
a packet, a sandwich in a packet. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. It's like something you give to, I don't know.
Okay. And then the other like one, what was the other thing you said? Straight after that.
I can't remember.
Jesus, that's
okay,
bad.
Okay, what was the other thing I said? What was it? So the...
Oh, I said we're going to have a disagreement about this. I just said that. Oh, Jesus. Now both of our brains are gone to mush.
Oh, my God. What was it? Now I can only think of the airport sandwich.
It was after that. Oh, yeah. Carvery. We'd have to agree to disagree.
Oh, that's ghetto food.
It's not.
Yeah, no, it is kind of ghetto food. Now, sitting there all day.
If it's been sitting there all day, I'd agree with you. But if you're in a busy place that has a huge turnover of food, then Carvery, yep, you're only man. Now, my missus hates Carvery as well. She absolutely just does. She won't go for Carvery.
She thinks it's ghetto food.
I end up going to Carvery on my own, which is very sad because it's eating Carvery and I'm an old man. I'm an old man sitting on my own.
I don't feel sorry for you because you're an asshole.
But no, Carvery is great if it's as long as it hasn't been sitting there all day. Now, if it has, I agree with you. But if it's a busy place with a good turnover of the food, then you're good to go.
No, Carvery is for scum. Places with bouncy castles, pubs with bouncy castles for kids. Your kids don't belong in a pub all day. I'm sorry. The bouncy castle does not make it okay. Take your kid out somewhere.
There's one just around the corner from your house every Sunday.
There's no bouncy castle. My kids have never been in there in a bouncy castle. But it's just, it's such a way of making the parents feel less guilty.
No, it's just, I think it makes perfect sense if you're the sort of parent that's going to hang around the hotel or the bar or wherever. And they've got a bouncy castle for you. They're playing to the crowd.
But it's so unfair on the kids. Hey, they bounce for 10 minutes and then what? Kids are bored then. It's not. I'm sorry, the fact that there's a bouncy castle here doesn't make it mean that it's absolutely okay for you to sit there drinking all day when your kid is running around the pub. You know?
Are you finished now? Have you got it off your chest? Do you feel better having...
No. I mean, I could go on, but we do have a busy show.
Live from Ireland, it's Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.